Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. There is a dubious dictum in the legal world that states possession is 9/10 of the law. Possession is 9/10 of the law. What does that mean? Well, if you happen to be wearing my shirt, then it is presumed to be yours, unless I have compelling evidence that it is mine. That is why I never let Father Martin wear my clothes. But probably the most famous case of possession being 9/10 of the law was the case of the Hatfield Hog. You will recall the famous feud between the Hatfields and the McCoys, two families who lived in the late 1800s, fighting over who possessed what. Well, in 1878, Floyd Hatfield had a hog in his possession, but Randolph McCoy claimed it was his hog, saying that the notches on the pig's ears were McCoy notches, not Hatfield's. The judge, who happened to be a Hatfield, by the way, argued that since Randolph Hatfield actually had the hog in his possession, it belonged to him, because there was no contrary proof. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Of course, that only threw fuel on the fire of that family feud. Sadly, sooner or later, all families feud over who possesses what, whether it's a hog or it's an inheritance. How does possession play out in the Bible? In the gospel this morning, a rich young man wants to follow Jesus, but his possessions prevent him. Jesus lovingly invites him, saying, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell all you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven." And how did the rich young man react? He felt like Floyd Hatfield holding his hog. We read, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Notice, Jesus is not against having treasure. He wants us to prefer heavenly treasure over our earthly ones. If possession is 9/10 of the law, then seek to possess a heavenly prize, not an earthly one. In other words, let the McCoys have the hog. Let me share some scriptures that shed some additional light on possessing property from a biblical perspective. The Old Testament figure of Job humbly says this about his possessions: "Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Sometimes the Lord takes away our Hatfield hog, and we should humbly accept that. Paul teaches the Philippians that this was the attitude of Jesus, who had the whole hog, you might say, of being God himself. But he humbly relinquished it. We read in one of the most famous passages of Philippians, Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Coming in human likeness and found human in appearance, he humbled himself. St. Thomas Aquinas adds that the devil's attitude was exactly the opposite of that of Job and Jesus. Explaining in his Summa Theologica, the devil sought to have final beatitude of his own power. The devil, like Hatfield, would not let anyone have his hog. He wanted to hog all the glory for himself. In other words, in heaven, possession is not 9/10 of the law. It is only 1/10 of the law. Why? Well, because in heaven, the only law is love. And God gives his treasures to those whom he chooses. My friends, what is your attitude toward your possessions? Do you hold on too tightly, like the rich young man and how Hatfield held on to his hog? Or are you like Job and Jesus, who humbly let God decide how to distribute his gifts? It sometimes surprises American Catholics to learn that the fundamental principle of Catholic social justice is not private property. There is something more fundamental, and that is the universal destination of goods. That is, the world and all its goods belongs to all of us before it belongs to any one of us. In other words, we should freely share our hogs and not hog our possessions. I have a growing tower of Tupperware in my kitchen. Where did that come from? They multiply after all the meals that people have been bringing me during this pandemic in Tupperware containers. And what do I do with all these Tupperwares? I happily hand them out to anyone who wants them. That tower of Tupperware reminds me that my meals and everything else I have is a gift from God through generous parishioners, and not to hog them. St. Paul reminded the Corinthians, all things belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. And even Hatfield's hog belongs to God. Praise to be Jesus Christ.